gonna start soon. How's the mic?
Good.
Just a few notes. Restroom back there. Just, you'll hit a kind of odd kitchen space and travel on to other odd spaces, and bathroom is among them. Refreshment table behind the piano. Mm-hmm. On top of the piano is a sign-up sheet for pre-ordering for Anastasia's, is that how you pronounce your first name?
It's Anastasia.
Anastasia, I was one of the two, so of course I went wrong. Anastasia's chapbook, new chapbook forthcoming from Dancing Girls 26. So that is, you can order it online from Dancing Girls. Good luck waiting for it to arrive. However, I really recommend getting it directly from the source, because I just got one of Jane Wong's chapbooks for my class that is already finished from them today. But that's okay.
They have beautiful books.
Dancing Girls does beautiful work.
Eventually.
Eventually. Well, you know, beauty takes time, right?
Yeah, I'm banking on that.
Yeah, we a number of us are. Paul, thank you. Should we start?
Yeah.
Okay, we have a different format tonight, a slightly different format. The readers themselves have come up with it, which is great. I knew that if I let them talk amongst themselves, something interesting would happen. So they're going to do two rounds. Anastasia will start, and then Allison, and then we'll do a second round. Fasten your seatbelts, because it is going to be a very interesting ride. Oh, we have two people coming. Yay! Hi!
Woo!
Just in time. We're going to start in 3 minutes to give them time. By the way, the wine is too over there. Water, please help yourselves. Okay. Glasses, really a problem after a while. I don't know. Okay, so I'm going to introduce both of these amazing people one after another, and that's how we're going to do it. And so I have a kind of course now people are arriving, a standard introduction, and then I have some fan mail to read. Anastasia Tolbert's work is a syrupy rune, wings, words, and whatnot. She's a Cave Canem fellow, Hedgebrook alumna, Jack Straw writer, Edge professional writer, Vona alum, creative writing workshop facilitator, documentarian, and playwright. She is writer, co-director, and co-producer of Got Breast documentary, 2007. A documentary about the views of women regarding breast and body image. Lately, she's been obsessed with the body and the stories it holds. Her poetry, fiction, and nonfiction have been published widely. Since we're going to hear Anastasia Tolbert tonight, this is the fan mail. It just pops up. I don't know who writes this stuff, really. I thought I would prepare by looking at what I learned from her via a Google image search. What I saw included a dozen hairstyles from now back to the 20s, a variety of black faces, female, male, trans, from their 20s to their 60s, an Asian man, a number of young white women, the color red in a variety of iterations, an array of runic, vibrant symbols, marks, and hieroglyphs, and a killer bow tie and a Volkswagen text. This search just barely prepared me for Alice, a piece published online in Duende. Anyone who has lost themselves or found a self they barely recognized lurking somewhere between cable TV and dirty bathrooms, between sententious age and pot, plastic ferocity, anyone who feels caught between past enchantments, past ills, will glimpse someone in this piece who may be them, just possibly, and yet the piece feels like a well-limbed portrait with all its factitious, irritating, vibrant presence. Bravo. Allison Cobb is the author of Born to Chaks Press about her hometown of Los Alamos, New Mexico, and Greenwood Factory School about a 19th century cemetery in Brooklyn, New York. The New York Times called Greenwood a gorgeous, subtle, idiosyncratic gem. She's a 2015 Jasari resident artist. A 2014 Playa resident artist received a 2011 Individual Artist Fellowship Award from the Oregon Arts Commission and was a 2009 New York Foundation for the Arts Fellow. She works for the Environmental Defense Fund. She lives in Portland, Oregon, where she co-curates the Switch reading series. One thing, among many other wonderful things, some of them plastic, is Allison Cobb's Greenwood. Out of the insane individual Edens that enclose the remains of the wealthy, the mayors, typewriter makers, and Pfizers of Brooklyn's Greenwood Cemetery, she has made something not so much green as wildly variegated, something as soundly, unsettlingly heretical as the Mogul Gothic unrevival chapel that adorns the burial ground. Her book blurs admonition and lyric, research and hegira, never settling down, never merely wandering. Philippe Arias would be proud, as would Henry David Thoreau, Edith Wharton, and Susan Howe. And we feel very proud to have her here tonight. Very proud to have both of these poets here. So, on behalf of Marge and Shift, Friends in Poetry, let's welcome Anastasia and Allison. Thank you.